with IDC Woodcraft. We're at WorkbenchCon, and we're stopping at one of these booths here with Total Boat. It's epoxy, and this is...
I'm Megan.
Megan, and Megan's going to give us the basics of epoxy, because I don't even know epoxy. Right? So if this is just from a beginner's perspective, and so Total Boat is going to...
Yep.
Tell me as a beginner and you as a brand new beginner what we have to know just to start off with.
Absolutely. So for CNC projects, you're definitely going to want to be using high performance epoxy. That's a great option. You can pour it up to a quarter of an inch at a time. So if you're doing any inlays, you'll have a great results with that.
Okay.
And that is our resin right here. High performance epoxy. We have three different hardener speeds. We have slow, medium, and fast. For CNC project, you're probably looking at using either medium or slow, so that way you got the work time to be able to get it in the project and without any issues.
Okay, so what's the difference between slow, medium, and fast?
So slow, you have about a 40-minute work time. Medium, you have about 20, and then fast, about 10 minutes to get your project done.
Okay, so work time means what? Define work time.
So work time is the amount of time you have to use the project. So in that case, you have 40 minutes from when you mix part A and part B together to use the resin. Once you hit that pot light, the end of it, the epoxy will start to go through the chemical change and start to cure. It becomes tacky, it becomes hard, so at that point you can't use it.
You can't pour it or do it.
Exactly.
So you want to have it in your whatever.
Yep.
And so you said that the medium and slow are the ones as CNC you'd want to work with.
Yes, absolutely.
And why is that?
And that's because you have a little bit longer of a work time with it. Okay. So that way, as you're pouring into the intricate areas, if you have a very detailed project, you're not worried about that 10-minute window of like, oh God, I got to get this in. You got a little bit more leeway with it, which is nice.
Okay, so what's the case where you'd use the fast?
Fast, really good if you're doing like a small fiberglassing project actually. So say you have a surfboard, you have a boat or something that just needs a quick repair, small little area, 10 minutes is all you need. So bing, bang, boom, you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then let's see, as a epoxy dummy, I'm thinking what would I ask next? Because I'm that dumb when it comes to epoxy at this point.
Yeah.
So it mixes in parts. This is like a 1-to-1 ratio.
So the high performance I've been talking about is a 2-to-1 ratio. Okay. So 2 parts resin to 1 part hardener. Okay. We also have pumps, which is really nice. So they're pre-calibrated. So 1 pump of each will give you the correct 2-to-1 ratio, which is nice. So you don't have to worry about being precise on your measurements. You can just rely on these.
Nice.
Makes a big difference.
And then what about dye color?
Yeah, so dye and colors, we have some options in the Total Boat line. We have something called pigment dispersions. They work really well with our epoxies, all of them. And they're very concentrated, so just a tiny amount will give you like the perfect opaque finish.
Like a drop.
Exactly. You also have alcohol inks, which is more of a translucent finish.
Okay.
And a couple of drops of those will make it just like a nice little tint to it. You can add a little bit more if you want a little bit darker. The cool thing is too, you can mix these together, which is fun. So you can kind of get fun with your color choices.
So when I would mix these, when you pour the epoxy and the hardener together, right? Is that the right way to say it? Is that the right terminology?
Yep, you have your part A, which is your resin.
Okay.
And then you have your hardener, which is part B.
And that says resin too.
Oh, not resin. One of these places we have a hardener. There you go, hardener.
Okay, that's the hardener.
That's the hardener.
Hey, if you're getting some tips in epoxy that you didn't know, some good basic information, then do me a favor and give this video a thumbs up. It always helps the videos rank in the channel because other CNC creators want to know about this kind of stuff as well, and you'll help them. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, so what do you pour first?
So with this, you can use one of our, well, we have our mixing cups too, which is awesome. So on the mixing cups,
Total Boat.
Yeah, on the mixing
cups. I'll put a link to their site down below in the description of the video.
So we have our mixing cups, and if you see here, you have your 2-to-1 ratio.
Okay, so explain that.
So you have your 2-to-1 ratio, since you're using a 2-to-1 epoxy. On this side is for your resin. So say in total you're looking for this amount of epoxy. So in the first column you're pouring your resin up to line 4. And then when you're ready for your hardener, you move to the next column and you match the number. So you would fill your hardener up to that number four. So always match 3-3-2-2-1-1. First column is always resin. Okay. Second one is always hardener.
Okay, so you get the dummy charger.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Right. So if you don't have our pump system, you have the cups to help you out.
And so what about exothermic reactions?
Yep.
So how does somebody avoid that? And what, first of all, what causes it, you know?
So an exothermic reaction could happen a couple different ways. Improper mixing, improper ratio. So if your ratio is not precise, there's a good chance that can happen.
Okay.
Also, if you're pouring your epoxy too deep, that can especially cause it to overheat. So this epoxy system is a quarter of an inch at a time. So if you were to pour this, say, like an inch at a time, it's going to smoke on you. It's going to cause a whole bad issue. So it's really important that you're reading directions with the epoxy system to make sure you're not going to have that issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And exothermic reaction shows up as it just, what happens? Like when it happens, what's your epoxy look like? Is it all bubbly?
So it will start to smoke, which is really bad. So if your epoxy starts to smoke, you need to make sure to get it outside because it's a chemical at the end of the day, and it's not good to inhale those fumes. And it will also become very bubbly. It could yellow on you as well. So it really just depends on your situation.
Okay. And so never with this here is never more than a quarter inch at a time.
Yep. So
but can you pour, let it cure, then pour more?
Exactly.
And
yep.
So how what's the time frame? So if I'm using like a medium, I do a V carve in my
yep.
project.
Yeah.
And then I pour a quarter inch.
Yep.
But let's say I got an inch to go.
Yep.
So I pour the quarter inch. How long do I have to let that sit before I can work with the next?
So if you're using the slow, about 4 to 6 hours. And the way to know you're ready for your next pour is that it's soft enough to indent with the fingernail, but it's not tacky to the touch. You're ready to go for your next pour.
Okay.
And for medium, it's anywhere from about probably 2 to 4 hours. And fast, obviously, will be quicker. But if you don't want to do step pouring, you can also use one of our deep pouring epoxies as well. We have two different versions. One is our thick set, which you can pour 1/2 inch to 1 inch at a time. So if you're, say, you have a deep pour for your CNC project, you can do it in one shot, which is really nice.
Okay.
Or we have another one called Fathom, which can go 1 to 2 inches at a time.
Okay. 1 to 2 inches at a time.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And that's a slow, right?
Yeah, so that is a very viscous material, so it's very thin, so the cure time on that is much longer compared to high performance.
Okay.
So that's like for a cure, so it's not tacky, it's not sticky, about a couple of days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so is this sold direct from you guys or
yep.
Amazon? Or?
We're on Amazon. We're on our website, totalboat.com.
Buy off their website if you can first. But,
yeah.
Okay. Total Boat. So I had not heard of that brand before.
Yeah.
But I haven't been much a lot in epoxy.
Yep.
So this is like a sample here.
Yeah. So this is a great example. We actually just launched a new product today called, it's our version of a CA glue called Total Bond. So we used it to adhere to this, which is fun.
So come on in. So is this one pour?
So this, I believe, is our high performance, and this is one pour. And we used our CA glue to keep that in there so it didn't float up.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a reaction with your glue, right?
Nope.
So you've got your own CA glue?
Yep.
You got the accelerator sprayer with
we
it?
We do. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Just launched today on our website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah.
What else would you tell me or anybody who's watching as a brand newbie, not wanting to get into this, but they just don't know what they're looking for?
Yeah.
What would you tell that person?
The biggest thing is don't be afraid to make mistakes, I think, because you want to just dive right into it. Just be careful when you're starting to use the product. Always make sure you're reading the data tech sheet. You're reading the back of the labels. We have really good instructions on our bottles. We also have loads and loads of information on our website. We have YouTube videos as well. So we try to really make sure we have a plethora of information out there so everyone has success with the product.
We'll link their channel down below in the description.
Yeah.
What else?
Other biggest takeaway?
Yeah, don't start off with a finished project.
Yes.
Just carve junk and then play with it that way. Right?
Yeah, so another good thing, you just want to make sure that you're always being safe with the product as well. Proper ventilation, if you're in a tight enclosed area, make sure you're wearing a respirator as well. Safety is always number one, which is important.
Okay, so it does outgas, it does have fuel.
Yeah, it is a chemical at the end of the day, so you need to make sure you're being safe. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. Thank you.
It was great talking to you.
Megan from Total Boat.
This was a bit informative for basic epoxy information. I hope you got something out of it. If you did, give me a comment down below and give me a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel because I got a ton of CNC videos just for you on this channel. Have a great day, better tomorrow, and happy CNCing. IDCWoodcraft.com.